Evil exists as an elusive idea we hold with caution, a word reserved to describe only the most severe cruelty, murder, torture. Shocking acts of brutality beyond any explanation. Perhaps the closest term that science has used to describe evil is the idea of a psychopath. We have always been a visionary company. Since our beginning, we've understood the importance of our medium and the possibilities it can provide. But today, as we enter a new media landscape, it's time to put our imaginations to work. Because when it comes down to it, we're not just NBC local media. We are New York. Karen Brooks and Rob Chamberlain like to keep active, and staying on the run is easy with their six-year-old son, Brooks. Karen and Rob may keep this team on top of their game, but when it comes to the front of their house, this family has dropped the ball. With a misplaced front door, a bedraggled front lawn, and plain white siding, in order to create curb appeal, Karen and Rob need to cover all their bases.
I'll be showing you a new type of inhaler. It's easy to use, but because it's different from your current one, you should pay careful attention to these instructions. You'll notice that this inhaler has a dose counter at the top. Before you begin, you should note what the number of the dose counter is. That way, you'll know later if the number has changed and you've gotten your dose.
When 27-year-old David Wall disappeared from Oregon's Ecola State Park in late 1995, authorities could find nothing to suggest a crime had been committed. Clatsop County District Attorney Joshua Marquis would face the daunting task of trying a case with no physical evidence to help him bring a criminal to justice. According to Linda, the couple had arrived at the park just before noon. They had a fight, and David decided to go for a short walk. Linda stayed behind to take a nap in the back of his van. When she woke up, he still hadn't returned.